What's up, bitches? Happy Friday. Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen Bitch. Make sure you are subscribed so you do not miss an episode. And make sure you are in my Facebook group. We are about to hit 200 people, which means I'm doing a giveaway. So let's hope that we can clear that this weekend and we could start next week off with, drawing a name or some shit. We're gonna have to figure it out because it's gotta be an interactive thing where I can see people have entered, they're adding people. There was a post that was pretty active. I'm gonna have to bump it back up in the topics. But listen, bitch, it's Friday. I'm excited that it's Friday because this literally is my Friday. It's the last night of the week that I'm bartending, and yeah, I'm just going through some things, and I'm realizing that I'm worth more than I'm giving myself credit for, I guess. Coming in with some softness, some love, some compassion, and all the things, but I'm reevaluating what it is I want to be doing. I love bartending. Unfortunately, just some things aren't very cohesive. So I think I'm just going to kind of step back from that here pretty soon. But I don't know. I think today's topic, I want to talk to you guys about this because I have been eyeballing. I follow this coach who is really into breath work, and then one of my acquaintances on Facebook just opened a business here in the city next to me, and it has to do with breath work. Like, they have this whole class about breath work. They do these teachings and all these things, and I've practiced a little bit. Joe Dispenza. I know you guys are like, okay, we get it, Joe Dispenza. No, but seriously, when I started meditating, his breath work definitely changed the game for me. But it was a little terrifying. I think it's a situation where I actually do need a solid coach to walk me through the process because you can do some crazy things with your breath when it comes to your body. And one of those things, it was like out of control, just a little bit of a hallucination. You activate the pineal gland and DMT is coming through, and it's just a crazy ass experience. I need some guidance. It's like one of those things, like, bitch, I'll microdose mushrooms every fucking day for the rest of my life. I'm not ready to take a hero's dose. Like, I just don't take myself to that experience of being high and being out of control and being someone just not comfortable, not feeling like me. Okay. And kind of that breath work is that scary thing. And meditation, the whole point is to become someone different. That's the truth. And breath work did help me get there. I think it's a fascinating topic. And I want to, I guess, just plant the seed in you to take this serious. Breathing is something that I've always found a way to focus on, because we are literally walking around just taking shallow breaths, and this is not good for your body. It's not good for your body. You mindfully need to set a timer, just like on your Fitbit. You know how that little fucker comes up and says you need to make 158 steps left this hour or whatever. I have a thing on my phone that actually says breathe, breathe, and I just mindfully take in deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. And it's very specific why it has to be in through the nose, out through the mouth. But I'm going to tell you guys, okay, before I'm going to share some techniques with you. This is like basic stuff we could do. We don't need the coach. That's something we'll explore further down the road as Brandon Lynette grows the fuck up, okay? But it definitely supports people in a lot of challenges they're experiencing. When you're focusing on your breathing, you're going to reduce stress. You're going to create feelings of openness, of, love, of peace, of gratitude, clarity. This opens up communication, opens up connection. And some of the shit, this is like where a coach could be involved, is that, if you come through breath work, it's going to release trauma, whether it's mental or physical, emotional blocks. Not something I recommend you doing without a guide. 100%. I think it's very important. I feel like I'm a strong ass, fearless bitch when I'm experiencing things. But even I know there are some things that I do need support with. And I feel like releasing these blocks and traumas, I've always had a coach to do that on one level or another. So I don't recommend it for you to do this by yourself. But the basic breathing techniques, okay. Let's do this. Okay. Even I'm we'll just get into the techniques, okay? Let's get into the basic techniques. Being able to calm yourself it's going to ease your mind, right? We're all like level 10 going 90 miles per hour. Everything's crazy, and people don't realize that they have the internal capacity to breathe through feelings of stress and anxiety. And one of the greatest parts of like doing the breath work for myself is that it takes my mind off whatever is reeling. I talked a little bit about anxiety, the things that I experienced. I could go down a fucking rabbit hole. 1000% breathing is part of what keeps me sane. And we take it for granted. We do. When is the last time you really stopped and had the gratitude for how the fuck your body works? How you could take in air, how your lungs are continuing to help your heart beat with the blood flow. Like everything is working together in your body, and we take that for granted. If you really stop to think about the energy it takes for your body to be functioning, that in and of itself is a whole level of gratitude that we need to be focused on. So coming into that breathing technique, and it's unfortunate that sometimes, you guys, I'm fucking human. Sometimes I really forget this until I'm spiraling out of control and I have to literally go outside because I think I'm dying, right? Like my anxiety side effects are so strong that I'm just like, oh my God, I'm not breathing, right? Because we're shallow breathing. And if you just watch yourself, you really are. You're just like barely breathing. Taking in that deep breath through your nose, like filling up your whole fucking body cavity with air is what you should do a few times an hour, every hour. Emotions are a valid response to situations, but controlling your breathing can help you cope. Okay. So, on top of all the things like the journaling, the meditation, this is just another tool for you guys. I know one of my clients during the holidays, this is literally something we worked through because she was going to have to be with her family, and she was very stressed out, and breathing was my advice. Go figure. There's so many times in life that we feel like things are out of control. But when you can internally cope within your own abilities, this can be an immediate way to relax, to cut out the stress. So it's not about looking for something outside of yourself. It is about focusing in and on your strength of what you can do when it comes to your lung capacity and how it affects the entire energy of your body. Sometimes when I'm breathing, when I'm doing the breathing in, breathing out, I breathe in love intentionally. I'm intentional. Everything we do is with intention and purpose. Breathe in through your nose with tons of intention and love. And then you're breathing out all the stress and the things that don't serve you. You don't want to miss out on moments in life because you're stressed and anxious. So instead of dreading the situations, let's talk about some methods on how to work through them. Bitch, life is too short to stress over circumstances and constantly feel as though you have to leave. That fight or flight, that's making you sick. That's keeping you stuck. That's keeping you down. It's keeping you depressed. It's keeping your nervous system overworked and literally taking years off your life. So the next time you're feeling panicked or worried, I want you to give yourself time to calm yourself down with the strategies. And this stuff is like basic shit. And how, when is the last time you've actually fucking done it? Okay. Number one, count backwards from 10. I had to go to anger management as a teenager, go figure, for a lot of years. And this was one of the things, and I thought it was so fucking stupid. Like it made me more angry that they wanted me to stop and take time to count to 10, like I was a fucking child, and I was. But the truth is I use it now as an adult. Like my, 4-year-old today is spiraling out. I mean, she's literally like hitting things like a little tornado, just big feeling angry. Okay. And I am distracted by a million things, and I just kind of laughed and it set her off even more. And then I felt myself like going into her tornado. So I literally sat here this morning, and that's kind of what gave me the idea for this. I had to sit here and, like, as I'm watching her reel out, I am taking in deep breaths and I'm counting backwards from 10. And that's it. I stop feeling, reactive to her, and I stop feeling her energy, and I become something safe for her. And I'm going to tell you guys, I felt the stress dissipate. Okay. My mind became clear. I could see her. I could see her big feelings. It's frustrating at 4 years old to not get to do everything you want. And all she wanted to do was play video games. Okay. She wants to play video games. She wanted to eat, sugar for breakfast, like all these things that I've constantly had to say no. And my, distractions for her were not good enough today. And some days are just like that. So I did this in my head. Okay. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Do it out loud if you have to. But literally, the minute I got down to one, I watched her little body. I watched her little body just get calm, and she walked around my desk here and she just laid her head on my shoulder. Okay. This is where I tell you energy is fucking real. Energy is everything. It's not everything, it's all the things, bitch. It's all the things. And when you're doing things like controlling your internal space, your reactions, your emotions, if you are navigating and working through your stress, especially with breathing, you become a healer. And it is contagious. Literally, this little girl who was like a fucking tornado just came over and put her head on my shoulder, and that was it. That was it. You've got to take long, deep breaths. Maybe this time, don't count. Just breathe over and over and over again. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Feel the calmness take over. This is a technique that a lot of people do when they're feeling stressed at home or at work, or just in their car when they're driving. It's effective and it's fucking simple. Something I do with my kids too when they're feeling like really, really frustrated and you can tell they just aren't sure how to express it. I have them do what we call dragon breaths. And I feel like this is probably a training I need to go live and do in the Facebook group. So I'll do that in the next few days or so, just so I can show you. Because I know you guys can hear me breathing on here, but it's not the same as me being able to show you like what my body is doing when I'm breathing and how I'm taking these breaths. So what I would have them do is we call it dragon breaths. And so it's just really fast, like dragon breath, as many as they can in that moment, and they're suddenly just calm again. And so then I do this thing too when Alexandria starts to get anxious and worked up, is I tell her, like, I will tell her to smell the back of my hand, and I'll just say, "Can you smell my perfume?" Because she's really shallow breathing and she's not breathing through her nose. You should be fucking breathing through your nose every time you breathe. You should not be a mouth breather. And if there is something stopping you from breathing through your fucking nose, get to a doctor and get it worked out. And I'm not talking about a basic cold. I'm saying, like, is this the thing that is affecting you? Like, you've never been able to breathe through your nose, right? You need to go to a doctor because that is where your breath should be coming in. So anyway, I have her smell the perfume really, really strong. I'm like, smell it strong. And most of the time I don't even have shit on my wrist. But she does that and she takes that deep breath in and I see her little body cavity getting full. And then I'm like, all right, baby, now pretend you're blowing out a candle. And then she'll just blow out the candle. And I do this like three or four times for her. And it helps her a lot. It helps her a lot. There's our, you know, she was she was born into chaos. Okay. So I have to teach her how to self-soothe, how to self-cope through like the anxious things. We've got a lot of energy bodies in this house that are going through different experiences in life, different shit happening in the day. And she's a sponge soaking it all up. And sometimes I see it's a lot for her. So I take her through this breathing. One of the reasons you guys really need to breathe through your nose because this helps your lungs be more efficient in absorbing the oxygen. And another thing that happens is like it'll activate the lower part of your lungs when you are doing the deep breathing exercises. That's it. It's like an aerobic fucking exercise for your lungs. Yes, this is going to make you stronger. Yes, it's going to help you live longer. It's a habit to form. It is one of the most important things we take for granted. So stick with me, bitch. I want you to pace around and breathe. I know people are like, stop pacing. It kind of makes everyone else a little bit anxious. But I want you just to pace around, get control over your mind and thoughts, come into that awareness, pair that with some consistent and steady breath, and you're going to have a good outcome and a clear mind. And if your thoughts are racing like crazy, sometimes I will hum like, like I'll hum on the way out because I'm telling you, I'm the queen of humming in my head because if I have a thought that's out of control that I want to stop, right? Because what we're doing, we are seriously blocking God and all of the energy of the universe every time we are staying stuck on disturbing thoughts. That negative thought is putting a halt in everything we love, everything we want, and everything we desire. You have to stop the thoughts that are blocking you. And so the best way for me to do that is to hum. So I'll do that while I'm pacing, or just fucking go for a walk around the block. That's a big deal. Getting out into the fresh air, still breathing through your nose, and go take a stroll around the block. Start noticing things, you know, colors of flowers popping up in the spring, or, you know, how many snow clouds are rolling in over, you know, Lake Michigan, whatever it is for you. Focus on something outside of yourself in nature. If you are really, really in a super heated situation and your fight or flight response is going crazy and you feel like just running, 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 like getting the hell out of there, like screaming at everyone, doing things that you're gonna regret, sometimes your countdown needs to start from a little higher. Okay, so I'm saying start counting down from 100 and breathe through it. And bitch, it's okay. Some situations require a longer countdown. Okay, this is high stress, high uncertainty. Give yourself the time you need and continue with those same slow breathing techniques. And sometimes you might have to do this more than once. That's fine. Controlling your thoughts and emotions with breathing, it's super possible. And when you're breathing in your nose and out your mouth, you're doing that. You're doing that. It is more of an effort than other types of breathing, but it works really well. So breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, controlling your thoughts and emotions, being aware. And just start with one of these methods and try the different ones. Work through them to get calm and focused. See what your go-to could possibly be. Bitch, I just want you to understand you are a powerful creator. You are literally creating your reality. Using these techniques is an effective way to take charge of your emotional and mental worries. That's it. Breathing techniques can be a great way to push out the negativity, the fears. It opens up your mind to calmness. Everybody has fucking stress, okay? You have to have your own coping mechanisms, and I'm not talking about a handful of Xanax, okay? That doesn't help anyone. Yes, is there a time? Absolutely. We've discussed this, I'll tell you forever. Think there is a time for prescription drugs. There is a time and a place, but it's not every day, and it's not as meant to be a long-term coping mechanism. That's it. Learn to help yourself find a way to alleviate the stressful thoughts and feelings. I cannot even put into words the amount of energy that this kind of power and control over yourself carries. With your confidence, with your self-love, you're being gentle to yourself. You're being kind. You're not rage monstering out and then full of regret for everything you just did. You're literally taking time to set an awareness of your current situation to understand that you can get outside of the situation. The situation does not define you. You breathe your way out, bitch. And just because you're feeling stressed in a moment doesn't mean this has to be the blueprint for your entire fucking day. Use these breathing techniques as tools to get through the stressful moment so you can move forward. And I hope this inspires you to start checking out breathing coaches. It's literally, I mean, I'm so intrigued. I'm terrified and intrigued at the same time. Literally. Like I'm terrified because I know that it is a new vibration. Like once you work with a breath coach and you level up your breathing game, that's a whole different vibration. And bitch, that's just scary. Even Brandon gets scared. So here I am. There's the coach out there somewhere, like just wanting to help someone. And they're like, don't be afraid. It's worth it. And all the things. Because that's exactly what I preach to you sometimes. Don't be afraid to do it. But yes, this breath coach, my future breath coach, whoever they may be, I think this is a path that I really am considering bringing into my own practice to become, you know, licensed in breath work. And that's a whole other journey to add to a whole other set of things. But I know how powerful it is. And I feel like so many people could benefit. But bitch, this podcast episode right here is enough for a great start. And I know you could roll your eyes like fucking 14-year-old Brandon did, really count backwards from 10. We're going there, the juvenile route, abso-fucking-lutely. It still helps. It helps. I used to have to pop myself with a rubber band to try to bring myself back to that current moment of not wanting to strangle someone. Literally, those nasty yellow stinky rubber bands, I would have to wear them and I popped my wrist really fucking hard to just snap myself out of like being reactive when I was a kid. Anger management. I could teach I could teach it all day long, and I fucking hated it. And now I'm so thankful that these are things that I could put into my practice for my everyday life, so I'm not losing my shit. I didn't lose my shit on a 4-year-old today. I counted backwards from 10. I focused on my breathing. And then it just inspired me to think, how many of you need help with this? So if this podcast, if this episode is something that you were like, fuck yeah, I really needed to hear this, I want you to shout out in the Facebook group. Let me know. Leave a review, because I need to know more of, what content I really can go on fire with. But I'm not going to try to teach you guys the in-depth techniques until I get licensed or I can refer you to another coach, because that shit gets heavy, heavy. And I can't wait. It's a bittersweet excitement of like, change is on the horizon. So I'm going to stick to my basic breathing technique. Joe Dispenza, if you guys do his, he has a free heart coherence meditation on YouTube. And he does take you through some of this breathing, and you will get dizzy. You will feel a little disoriented. And I'm telling you, like, I've survived that. I've survived all of his breathing. And I think he's even offering a more in-depth breath work class now as well. So that is on the radar. But I love you, bitches. And I'm going to tell you, just fucking breathe. Just breathe with an awareness, with intention, okay? Not just like, done breathing because you're alive. I'm saying with intention, with passion, with gratitude, with love. You are going to feel more open. You're going to feel more powerful. You're going to feel more in control, because that's the thing. We love control, and we start freaking out and losing our fucking minds when we feel like we're losing control. But truly, if you just focus on your core, your breath, your reactions, your emotional responses, you realize that you've been the most powerful one of all this entire fucking time. Have a great fucking weekend. I'll see you for Mushroom Monday, bitch.